Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mad Magazine's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1445, recorded December 3rd, 2013. The Lens Flare episode. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want when you want with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that makes sense. Save money with Ting. Pay for what you use. Doesn't require a contract and offers unlimited devices on one account. To save $25 on your first Ting device, visit gizwiz.ting.com. And now, get ready for Dick. Coming up on the GizWiz, I weigh myself on this scale. Yes, it's an exciting edition of the Same Dumb Show.
It's the Same Dumb Show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Watch out!
Swallow it!
Oh! Man!
Wow. That gets faster every week.
We greased the string.
Wow.
We greased the string. And also, we've got our usual Thrill Cam launcher back now. John Slonina, who is on a break.
He has a nice flick of the wrist.
He chased the comet, you know.
He's fast.
He did, and then the comet got burned up in the sun. How did you avoid that part?
I wore sunglasses.
Okay. So he was all excited because the comet, you know, remember Hale Bopp? What's your name? Dick. Remember, Dick, I had to look over here. It says it. Right. It's like Regis. I always had the name on the right below the teleprompter.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Leo LaPorte. Welcome back. So, Dick, you remember Hale Bopp, the comet?
Yes, yes.
Beautiful comet, and people got lots of pictures, sunrise, sunset, the comet with its tail and stuff. So John was all excited. He was going to go on a trip to the Pacific Northwest and go up into the mountains and take pictures of the comet and its tail. And then the damnedest thing, it got burned up in the sun.
Oh.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah. But he has Photoshop. He could have still pulled it off.
It's true. John, think of it. Just draw it. Sketch it in.
There you go.
Try it in. So, Dickie D, hello. How are you?
I'm good, sir. And you?
I am well. Have you started decorating Disneyland for the holiday to come?
I went to the warehouse today and got the Christmas decorations out.
Ah.
So, by this time next week, my houseboat, world-famous Christmas tree from Pride and Prejudice, whatever that movie was, will be on display again.
The movie where Woody Allen scouted your boat.
Exactly, exactly. But it was in a movie with, it was Pride.
Pride cometh before a fall.
There's a cop who theoretically lives on E-Dock, which is the dock down from me, and it's Christmas Day, and he's by himself, and he walks out on the back of his boat, and he stares across, and on the back of my houseboat, it is decorated in Christmas lights, and in this window is this fiber optic tree, and he thinks how sad he is, he's here alone.
So your boat made him sad.
Well, the Christmas decorations made him
sad. The fiber optic tree. So, and you still have the tree, so that's nice.
I still have the tree, and then when they took the decorations down, the guy said, "You want this tree? Because we're just going to throw it out." I said, "What are you kidding? Yeah, leave it.
It's fiber optic. That's going to be big someday."
That's me. That's me.
So we got a tree, biggest tree I've ever got. Huge. Yeah.
I'll say.
12.5-foot tree. There's Lisa.
Is she at Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, we got an ice skating rink in the living room, and And by the way, Lisa's 3 inches tall, so it looks like it's a bigger tree than it is. No, that is, we actually had to go out and get her brother-in-law's ladder.
Wow.
So they're the same height.
Look how big that is. 12.5-foot tree. And here, I think I have a picture. There it is. There's her modeling.
Word.
Yeah, it's gigantic. Here's the guys bringing the tree in. This is the... Crazy, wow. Huh? It's a giant tree. But anyway, that's the story of the Christmas tree right there. There's the light.
How many packs of lights in order to light it up?
Actually, wasn't that many. But next time we're just going to buy them on a roll and a drum. But I think we 6 strands of lights on that thing. It's not that many. We could have done more.
Nice. When are you having the lighting ceremony? Because Rockefeller Center, I think, is Wednesday.
We're waiting for the president. Whenever it fits his schedule, he's going to come out. And
Okay.
It is a very, very, dare I say, very, very big Christmas tree. And it. But we see it. Yeah. We didn't have to change the right now. So. In years past, I've always wanted a giant tree. So in years past, my eyes were always bigger than my living room. And I have had to cut the top off many a tree in my time. So this is the first time that we actually had a tree that fit.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. So I'm very happy with
Dennis said the movie's Hope and Glory.
Hope
Dennis said.
And Glory. Hope it's like Pride and Prejudice, only more exciting.
Yes, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're going to have a Christmas tree in the lobby, too. It's about this tall. Yay high. Made out of plastic.
Oh, nice, nice.
So you're getting your decorations out. I'm thinking I also would like to decorate a little bit. One thing that did happen with the tree is we're not sure, but we think there's somebody stuck in the tree. Because it took 2 guys to move it, but only 1 left.
Oh, and that could be a problem.
So we're a little worried, but so far no indication, no
you
thumping
or the cookies and milk trick. Just put them out at night and see if they're gone in the morning. Then you got yourself a stuck delivery man.
I want to get we have a portico, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Let me show you our portico. This is the silliest thing ever. I don't know why the guy who built this house thought this was needed. It's not like we got horses and carriages pulling up to the front door. But there's the portico. Yes. So I'm thinking small Christmas trees in each one of those arches. And where you see...
Oh, that'd be very nice.
Yeah. And where you see that sign, I think I'm going to have a life-size manger. And I'm wondering if you'd be willing to be the baby Jesus for a night. Just, we'll put you in swaddling clothes. You just lie in there.
I have swaddling clothes.
I thought so.
Yeah, I do.
I thought you might. And you don't have to shave the mustache. It's just, an alternate reality version. Yeah.
It's more authentic that way. He didn't shave.
No. People think, how does Superman shave? You know, do they ever ask that?
Yeah. He just flies very, very fast and it just gets blown.
Because if Superman is invulnerable and bullets bounce right off of him, I don't think that Gillette's going to cut through the beard. Right?
Could be.
So
he
what
might
is
have something in. Well, I don't know.
What does he shave with? I ask you. But that's neither here nor there. I think this would be a good time for you to share a gadget with us. I started by asking about, is it Christmas weather? I didn't want to ask about that.
No, as a matter of fact, my first gadget is going to be about cleaning up the backyard. Today, it is 54.
What?
And Thursday, it's going to be 64.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. And a couple of weeks ago, it was like 18.
Oh,
so
man. Those must be crazy
storm
plants.
Windows and plastic. Ugh. And I can hardly breathe in my house because it's so tight. Yeah, but no, it's pretty warm right now.
Very strange.
Yeah, very strange.
Very strange. Gadgets, did you go to the last few times we've done the show? You've just come back from some event where you with gadgets.
This is why for 2 weeks I didn't show this video of cleaning up the yard, but the yard still has leaves coming down.
Let's see.
But this is what I'm going to do with those leaves.
Ooh.
Dick DiBartolo, Man's Maddest Ride, to end the Giz Whiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. You know, it's fall. I failed yesterday. I'll probably fall again tomorrow. But more than that, it means leaves on the ground. So there's something new from Black & Decker, and it's called the BV6000.
Ooh.
It's really a monster, yeah. Isn't it? It's their 250-mile-an-hour blower.
Yeah.
So this guy's really meant for big estates, not so much for a backyard, but I thought it's cheaper to do it in the backyard than buy a big estate. So these are the instructions here, and, you know, you can't read them, obviously, but you can see warning, 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 and then you get to how to put it together.
Do not put tongue in blower.
Okay?
Do not.
I mean,
the instructions are pathetic.
What is it? Is that Frankenstein's claw, somebody's pillow, a stovepipe? It really is. They really should make a video for online because putting it together took a bit of doing. And those are the parts we have left over. So I don't think we need any of those. No, actually, we did figure it out. So these two parts go on to make it into the blower. And right now we have it in the vacuum mulcher mode, okay? And the mulcher mode is great because it will mulch leaves 18 times. I think that's what they said, 18 times, which means what would fit in normally in one bag, 18 bags will be mulched down into one. So I'm going to show you how that works.
Actually, I reread it, and it's 16 bags down into one.
Well, it's still major mulching.
It really makes fine stuff.
But that seemed a little wasteful to me. Okay, Black & Decker PV 6000. You're probably not going to hear me talk over the when it's running. It's a 12-amp motor and 250-mile-an-hour blower. And it is because I got 3 speeding tickets when I was using this the other day. Okay. All right, so we're ready to get up those leaves.
Wow. That's got to make you popular with the neighbors.
Yeah.
Aiki's got it right. Aiki's got it right. You bought this a year ago. It took you that whole time to read the instructions. Look at the bag. That's good. Is that?
It also does small twigs, which
that's
is
pretty neat, isn't it? Now, what
it looks
I'm
like
do
those
is
small
a,
footwear.
Walk back here with me, and I'll just show you.
But you know, they're recommending
what it's like inside. Yeah.
That people no longer
here, but
sweep up their leaves and put them in the. Garbage, but mulch them.
Sure, all dirty.
Yeah,
but
it's better for them. Oh, that's a good mulch.
Totally mulch them up.
Oh man,
to
put that in your pipe and smoke
there you
it.
Go. This is what the leaves.
Oh, that's
like
not such a big mulch.
Now. So that you can see why you can get 18 bags of leaves in that. And there's a church about 2 blocks from here. So Saturday I see there's a wedding. So instead of rice, this is like so green.
Throw
to
mulch.
To,
yeah, it's green.
Not only get rid of the mulch, but the bride. Would be a big surprise. Guy is $95 on Amazon. So Black & Decker, the 250-mile-an-hour vacuum blower, and it's model BV6000. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the Giz Whiz with another one-take theater here on Twit.
It looks like a bazooka.
This is the Three Stooges. I would say, no, Mo, I don't think it's working. Turn it on.
So all summer long, you blow the leaves, and then come wintertime, you suck them up.
Yeah, but you know what? It turns out that it's easier just to suck them up and mulch them all at one time.
Yeah,
I made
yeah, in a big pile.
Piles of, yeah, big piles of leaves takes a long time. But, you know, maybe you have a big estate. You don't want to run around doing it all.
So
but
where did I read? I read it somewhere that a lot of civic authorities are recommending people just mow the leaves Which also, in effect, mulches them when you mow them. Yeah. It just chops them up. And let them sit there because that's so much better, you know, than burning them, which a lot of people still do. I know in New England, the smell of burning leaves is part, for me, it's part of my memory of fall. But that's got to be terrible for the environment.
Yes.
Or putting them, you know, I mean, if you had a compost heap, I guess putting the mulch in your compost heap would be all right. But I think that's good. It's better to do that. Could you just take them and put them in your trash compactor?
If you had one, what's a trash compactor?
Lisa wants to get a trash compactor. That's what I said. I said, is that from like 1984, a trash compactor? She says, no.
So, it would be in the garage? Where would you have
it? No, it's in this, under this, it's near the sink. It's like instead of where, you know.
Oh, you're going to take the leaves in the backyard and put them
in
the
kitchen?
Drain?
Not in the disposal, in the trash compactor. Oh, you know, I'm not made for the country at all.
No, I can see. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not, right. It's just not in my DNA.
Leo, don't use the Black & Decker to blow the crumbs off the table.
I thought you were supposed to use the weed whacker to polish the car. I didn't know. It just seemed like a natural.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
I actually have a lot of experience. You remember I had a John Deere riding mower? You remember those days?
No, I actually had a little farm at one time, right?
Yeah, two acre farm. We got more now.
Wow.
Yeah, but it can't ride the mower because it's all hill.
Oh, no Dale?
No Dale.
Oh,
so there's Roy, but no Dale.
Okay.
I told you we had goats, but then Jennifer started giving the goats alfalfa, and they said, "Well, we're not going to eat the grass. We got this nice alfalfa here."
I see.
Why should we chew grass when we could just, there's a bale of alfalfa? Anyway, all right. So there you go. That's the leaf mulcher from Black & Decker.
Exactly. Okay. And now we have the
Oh, wait a minute. That could also blow.
Yeah.
So it can go either way.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's three-way. It vacuums, blows, mulches.
Ah.
Three in one.
Well, the mulching's kind of part of the vacuuming, right? I mean, that's the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's kind
Unless
of
you just, I don't know.
You have to vacuum them to mulch them. All right, what else
okay.
you got?
Gadget number two. Okay, from JBL, yet another Bluetooth speaker. I know, this is a...
Where we wait on Dick to come.
That sounds good. I can hear the bass from here. JBL makes good stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, right?
Okay, so that's serious. Yeah. That's actually because I see a lot of these, but it's rare you have bass response that sounds that good.
This is very decent. Now, the thing is, you know, when I first pitched it, I said, tell me that's something different. And it has a little difference to it that I think is kind of neat. So it has a 6,000 milliamp battery.
That's pretty big.
But they set the battery up with a little charging port.
Yeah.
So that if your phone or music player starts going a little low on battery,
you can charge from the speaker.
So, and if you have it in your backpack and you need to charge something, you can, you know, you'll cut down on the music playing time, which is 12 hours of playback, which is pretty decent. And as you heard, the sound's decent. Two speakers, a little bass port. You can either stand it on end. And if you stand it on end, you stand it on the charging end, not the end with the bass port in it. I haven't found any big discounts yet. It's fairly new. List price is $149.99.
See, that's a very good price. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't the Jabo Jam Box was what, 100? It was more than that, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I think they might have come down since, but that's a good price.
Amazon has it for $139. The thing is, on Black Friday, it was being advertised for $99.99.
Oh, see. Wow.
That was an amazing.
That'd be a good deal. Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. It's going to inch down a little only because it's pretty new. So it's called the JBL Charge.
The JBL Charge, yeah. 150 list, but shop around.
Yeah.
I think that for that price.
Someone's selling it on eBay for $104, but I don't know about that.
Do you buy stuff on eBay? I make very nervous about that.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. That's why, you know what? I've bought things on there that are hard to find, like a battery charger for an old camcorder that you had that you still like to use from time to time. You're not going to find it on Amazon, but you don't mind, you know. And I never spend more than like $20 because that way all I can lose is $20.
I think this would be good for Henry because I want to think, but I get a speaker for him for the dorm room. This seems like this would sound, this sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I think the Bose still sounds a little better, but then you're up to $200.
The Bose, I have the Bose, and it's expensive, but I do love the sound on
it. Yeah. The Mini Link is $200. I think you have the $300 one, right?
I do, because it has white leather.
Oh, excuse me.
I have the Mini Link 2, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it is. You do have the 2.
Yeah. But I do like the sound on that. And that's that. So this is not as good as that.
No.
All right. It's a lot less expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, a couple of weeks, I bet it's going to go down in price more. Comes with a carrying case. It comes in colors.
Oh, it's I see blue, green, and black. That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure, but it almost looks like it would fit in a bottle holder on a bike. It's almost that size.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Doesn't it, Leo?
Yeah.
Miss Myra, the jock, says she thinks it would fit. Do you have your bike here, Myra? No, okay. She doesn't. Okay.
You know, the colors, though, I'm a little disappointed. They're not the most attractive colors.
No, they're kind of strange.
They really, it's very odd. Yeah. Baby so blue and some sort of really kind
actually,
of nuclear pink.
I think it looks way better with just a traditional.
Just get the black.
Two-tone gray.
Yeah, and the orange JBL logo. I like that.
Yeah.
JBL makes great speakers. I've always loved JBL stuff. I think that seems like a good idea. And I'm looking on Amazon. I see it as low as $120
brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Prime is $139. That's not bad.
No, free shipping. We love our Prime.
I love my Prime. Did you see Jeff Bezos on 60 Minutes on Sunday?
Yes.
Kind of crazy.
That device that tells you where the optimum place to store things is. I need that for the warehouse. He said they get 40% more crap in their warehouses now.
Yeah.
Because everything that comes in through the door, they scan. And it says, stick that up there.
Charlie Rose is looking at the bins in the fulfillment center and saying, well, these are not related items. You've got
a potato head next to a music player.
Right. And they said, well, the reason is we actually optimize for how much we can get in that bin. And so it's like a Chinese puzzle. We mix and match
objects.
It's like
Tetris.
It's like Tetris.
Yeah.
That is amazing. But no, I was thinking about the drones.
Oh, the drones, yeah.
He showed, like the quadcopters that we've reviewed here, showed they're testing the idea that you could deliver products via an octocopter. He said that, well, it's just in, you know, early stages. They're not close to making this possible. In fact, he said the soonest we could do it is next year to get FAA approval. But they said that within 10 miles, this could carry a 5-pound package and get it to you within 30 minutes of ordering. 30 minutes of ordering. There's the little
On Twitter today, if you buy a drone and the drone brings it, how do you know which of the drones is the one you just bought?
Well, because it goes to you. It's these are autonomous, by the way. They're not. Nobody's flying them. And it goes to you. This is very Jetsons, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It comes to your driveway and it just puts it down.
Nice.
How soon after this is introduced do you think people are going to start trying to shoot these things out of the sky just to get whatever happens to be inside?
24 hours?
Yeah. Well, I'd even not to get it, just for like shotgun practice.
And you get a reward at the end of it.
Pull!
And it's like a secret surprise.
You need a special kind of dog that will fetch an Amazon Prime Eric package. Yeah, this is not viable.
No, this is not going to happen real soon.
Or any
time. This is for people like your house. Landed on the portico. You see, you...
That's why we have a portico. Lisa, see? That's why. It's for the drones.
It's for the drones. And you made fun of that place.
I mocked it.
Yes.
All right. We got two gadgets. What else can I buy?
Now, gadget number 3 is not a gadget. I am actually plugging something for which I make zero money. And Jason will hand you your copy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I am so excited, Dick.
Then when I come out, I'll sign it for you. So it's a new book. And again, Amazon is doing an amazing job. So it's called Inside Mad.
An ill-conceived collection of the magazine's high-quality stupidity from the usual gang of idiots and that's what's new, there's 17 celebrity guest essays.
Yeah, so they have 17 celebrities telling how they grew up with Mad. Each one of the usual gang of idiots
Judd Apatow.
Got to pick. He wrote the foreword.
Yeah.
Each of the usual gang of idiots got to pick the favorite thing they've written for Mad ever.
So look, since there was never anything done of any parodies done of Judd's shows, you guys did a special, of Judd Apatow's
Judd
shows.
Judd and Desmond Devlin wrote satires of all the movies that Judd Apatow had been involved in.
Oh, this is awesome. Right. Awesome. And then Tom Richmond did a classic Mad Magazine illustration of this.
And then there's our first fold out. So there's
a fold out in here?
There's a big fold out. There it is. And
should I do it or do I don't want to spoil it?
Yeah, pull it out. It's a giant Alfred E. No, it's just a giant Alfred E. Newman photo on one side. But Leo, flip it to the other side.
Oh, first let's see.
It's
got the classic op art.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, and then on the other side.
And then on the other side, Sergio Aragonés drew everybody who works for Mad, and you'll find me there in front of a TV camera. I'm not even sure.
Saying
where
something about
I
staples. Wait a minute. There's the TV camera. There's Dickie D.
Yeah. So.
And now, why did he choose this particular. Is this because of those shows?
Well, he just wanted that everybody would be in it doing sort of something that they do.
And you do the World News Now. And
exactly.
You did the screensavers.
Exactly.
Oh, that is great. So this is a lot of people worked at Mad Magazine over the years.
Yeah. And then, people like Whoopi Goldberg, Tony Hawk, George Lopez, talk about their finding out about Mad. And then there's a couple pages of Mad featured in movies and Mad featured on TV. The best thing, Leo, is
great.
The job Amazon is doing. The book sells for $30, $29.99.
Which is, this is a beautiful big.
Leo, on Amazon, it's under $18.
Oh, that's so great.
With free shipping if you're Amazon Prime.
Oh, man. This is a great. If you have a Mad Magazine fan in the family, and I guarantee you do. All you have to do at the next dinner is say, what, me worry? And see if they respond.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Kevorkian's Children's Book Club. this is great. And I presume you have some pieces in here.
Yeah, I got to pick my favorite piece, but then it turned out that Penn & Teller picked Total Recall, which I had written.
That's nice.
And John Stamos picked Fool's House, which I had written.
Wow, and you have some fans out there.
Yeah, I know. Jeff Probst picked the takeoff on Survivor that I had written. So, and then my favorite piece was a takeoff on and over the counter, the drug called Stop of the Sneezing.
Stop of the Sneezing.
Yeah. And my favorite thing was the side effects. If you're able to drive nails into a cement wall with your forehead and not feel a tingling sensation, you may consider reducing the number of pills you're taking.
Look at this. This is the Beatles, Hard Day's Night. These are appearances of Mad in the movies. And there's a guy reading Son of Mad. I remember that paperback book.
Yes, I think they're on a train.
Hard Day's Night. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
That is kind of cool. Here in Argo, I don't remember this in Argo, but there's an Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah, so Mad.
Born on the 4th of July. Funny people. He's wearing a Mad shirt. This is so cool. Well, anybody who loves Mad would be very happy to get this.
Yeah. And as I said, Amazon's the way to go.
$18.
And I did put a link on my site. I did get an account, like you said. So I could. I got paid nothing for the book.
Here it is.
For promoting it. But I could get 70 cents.
Totally Recalled. Mort Drucker, the artist, Dick DiBartolo, the author, and Penn Jillette, This was one of his favorite mad memories.
Yeah, only because I dropped him in and he said, I think he said he was at an airport and he hadn't bought Mad in a long time. And someone came along and said, you know, you should pick up Mad. You're in it. And in one of the panels, I think it's page 3.
Yeah.
Up toward the top. Penn and Teller just say, you know, we're not in this movie. What are we doing here? And the other one says, the movie is all about illusions. We're really not here. The readers just see it as an illusion.
Now take the pill the good doctor gave you. So. You can't fool me. This isn't an illusion. This is Mars. And I'm in a real hotel. I have this bill for $175 for coffee and Danish.
Yes, that's a hotel bill.
This is so great. Oh, and you know what? This is nicely printed. And
It's very well done. And like I said, for $18, whoa, that is a nice print.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trust me, I bought several on Amazon. Oh, Charlton Heston has a letter in there, too.
John Slattery of Mad Men. His favorite mad memory is the same as mine. I'm the guy who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can.
And that guy is Lenny Brenner, the former assistant art director of Mad. Almost all the ads are people who work for Mad on the staff.
I loved this. I remember this vividly from my childhood. I'm probably the same age as John Slattery. I have the same hair anyway. Wow, this is great. How to tell if you've selected a bad HMO? So 30 suffering. Up-to-date safety songs for children. I've got to stop smoking, my doctor has said, or else when I'm 7, I'm sure to be dead. Cigarettes can cause cancer, and that makes no sense, so I must stop stealing my daddy's dear Kent's. This is great.
Yeah.
Didn't they get sued?
Frank Jacobs got sued for a takeoff on... I forgot the famous...
Is it Irving Berlin? It was somebody...
Irving Berlin, exactly. It was. But, you know, but we don't publish the music. We just publish the lyrics.
And you say, sing it to the tune of East Side, West Side, right?
And the judge said, Mr. Berlin, you should be thrilled that people would remember what your tune is. And he didn't win anything.
It's a grand old bag. It's a nice plastic bag. And we can find them on all our clothes. Oh, a kid can play the live long day with them everywhere he goes. That's good. George Lopez, Spy versus Spy. Who doesn't love Spy versus Spy? This is so great. And who is that? Charlton Heston?
Charlton Heston.
Dear Mr. Picard, thanks for the copies of Mad.
I guess he was proud.
I feel I finally succeeded now that I've made the back cover. Season's greetings from the NRA. He shot Rudolph.
He shot Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
He says, I have truly enjoyed your magazine over the years. Thanks for keeping your standards. My gratitude and best wishes to you. Charlton
I guess he thought it was complimentary. Who knows?
Yeah, it isn't mean. He shot Rudolph. Yeah. It's a deer.
It was a mistake.
What could happen?
What could happen?
The Jedi Bunch. Love it. Hey, this would be a great holiday gift. Inside Mad, introduction by Judd Apatow, Time Warner probably, right?
Yeah.
Home Entertainment, it says on the publisher. So that's cool. And get it on Amazon.
Yeah, on Amazon.
Yes. This is cool.
Yeah.
Seems like John Ficar is staying pretty busy these days.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. That was...
And there's a Kindle version, so it is sort of techie.
What?
Yes, I know.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I know.
You want the big coffee table.
You want the... Exactly.
And this is ours. We're taking this home.
Yeah. Well, I come out and I'll sign it for you guys.
Who should I give this to?
There's a couple out there.
Lisa says she wants this for a Christmas present.
Okay.
You know what I'll do is I'll hollow it out and put the jewelry inside there.
Oh, there you go. That'll teach you.
Who needs all that content?
Yeah. That'll teach the usual gang of idiots.
So, this is not a Jeffrey Needles gadget I got here.
We should probably do an ad.
Oh, God, there's ads?
Wow.
I didn't even think about that. Jason Howell, who is keeping us honest.
Woof.
Our show today brought to you by our good friends at lynda.com. How do I stay up to date, you might ask, and all the software?
Yeah, how do I stay up to date, Leo?
And when I go home, you know I love photography. What do I look at to get better at it? And better yet, Photoshop, Lightroom, that kind of thing. Lynda, L-Y-N-D-A, lynda.com. It's an online learning company. And the truth is, I've known Lynda since she started, practically, writing those great books on web design. She built this incredible company now with over 2,000 courses, video courses, in pretty much everything you can imagine. And there's always new stuff. Just added this week, for instance, up and running with Prezi. That's that presentation manager I really like. Objective-C essential training if you want to program on the Mac. This is one Jason and I recommend, getting started in audio and music production.
Nice.
But it's not just software and hardware, not just technology. How about this one? Making investment decisions. I think everybody should study that. You'd learn a few things. I am just a big fan of lynda.com. The instructors are all working professionals who are expert teachers, but also at the top of their field. So this is somebody who really knows whereof they speak. Bert Monroy, our Photoshop guru, does some great Photoshop classes. He also does his Pixel Perfect show. That's free every week at lynda.com. High-quality video production, state-of-the-art studios. We're not getting homemade YouTube videos here. And because it's curated course content, you know that the structure of the course is designed to move you along from start to finish, or just jump to a specific chapter for the answers you need. In fact, the searchable transcripts really help because you can literally see... where in the video they talk about the thing you're trying to learn. Of course, you could bookmark a playlist. You start watching on your computer, you could pick up on your tablet. You start watching on a tablet, you could pick up on your phone. Easy to switch around, pick up where you left off, learn at your own pace, wherever you are, using whatever device you have. Now, normally it's $25 for a month. Now, I like the way Lynda prices it. It's $25 for everything. You can see any video on the site. Or for $37.50 a month, you could subscribe to the premium plan, which includes exercise files. So if you're following along on a Photoshop course or a PowerPoint course, you'll actually get the files the instructor's working with. That makes it easier to follow along. But we got a special deal to give you a chance to try this for a week free. Lynda.com/Gizwiz, L-Y-N-D-A, Lynda.com. Oh, Steve McClelland, his stuff is so good. He is a Photoshop whiz. Lynda, LYNDA.com/Gizwiz. And you got 7 days free. There's the there's the file. You can work with it. That is cool. Bert's doing a new painting. He's going to be turning it into an amazing class. Deke McClelland, Op Art Experiment 1B. I love it. Lynda, LYNDA.com. Give it a try today. Absolutely free today, tomorrow, and for the next 7 days. So I don't know whether I should take this as a hint or not. I have at home now. I have at home now two scales that will save the information to the internet. I have the Withing scale. Remember I showed you that one? That tweets at Leo's scale, twitter.com/Leo's_scale. I have not hooked that up to the new house internet system yet. And then I got one from Fitbit, the Fitbit Aria, that also is wireless and connects you. But this is a new one from Wahoo. This is the Wahoo Balance smartphone scale. Here you go.
That's kind of big for a smartphone, Leo. I think you could step on your smartphone. Note 3.
You know what I like is the technology's gotten so clean and simple that look how thin that is.
Tiny.
It's really wow. Good. But it looked good in the bathroom too. Glass top. Okay, so let's see how easy this is to do. What do you say? Follow along as I make my Wahoo work.
Okay.
Wahoo, while you work. So it says, welcome to Wahoo. Thanks for purchasing the scale. Scan here for details or setup. But I actually, I went online. Wahoo has a lot of apps, but the one and many of which will automatically work with this. There's a wide range of apps that will work with this, including some third-party apps as well. But I got the Wahoo Wellness. Woo! Wahoo Wellness app. Thanks for purchasing the Wahoo Balance smartphone scale. So this will track my weight and BMI, body mass index, over time. Oh, we're now searching for the scale. So I have to turn on Bluetooth on my, in this case, I'm using an iPad, but you could do this on the phone or the iPad. But let me turn on Bluetooth. Okay, Bluetooth is on. And then I guess I should probably turn the scale on. What do you say?
I believe it just turns on when you step on it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I should step on it?
That's, yeah, I think that's
all right, let me step on it.
Wow.
That's brave. All right, put it on the floor because it'd be hard to step on it on the table. All right, now I'm stepping on it. Let's see. See if it, yeah, the scale's a lot. Oh, my God. Well, I'm wearing very heavy clothes. So, still no sign of the scale. Don't show my weight there. That's that's depressing.
Why don't you just paste that 125-pound thing?
You know, wait, where is that? Yeah.
There you go.
Let me just, this is a nice feature. I think all scales should come with this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put this right on the scale. And then I weigh 125.
All the time.
All the time. There you go. Now you can show the scale.
Don't tilt that down, Chad.
Here it is. It says, and I don't think, it's not called Kwekwe, is it? What is the name of this? I'm still waiting for the scale to show up. Important product information guide. Do not step on this if you have a pacemaker.
Too late now.
Yeah. Well, the instructions are very simple. You're just supposed to download the software. Well, let me launch the software again, because maybe it does it in the software here. Okay. We're now searching for the scale. Now, okay, so it says we're searching for the scale. Make sure the Bluetooth setting is on, your phone is on, and that you've removed the plastic tab from the batteries, and that I'm within 10 feet of the scale. Well, I certainly am. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't say 125 pounds right now. Hmm.
You don't have to hit the button on the scale, too?
There is no button on the scale. I don't know what to do.
No, on the bottom?
There's no button. Yeah, no. I know. On the, you know, on the first one I got, the Y things, you had to actually dock your, you put your phone on the scale. It had this whole big thing, and the phone would set up Wi-Fi and everything, but this is just Bluetooth, not Wi-Fi. Do you have one of these?
You sound like you know
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the only button says units.
All right.
You know, I do weigh less in kilograms, though. Maybe I'll switch over to kilograms.
That's good.
Leo, you do weigh 125. Oh, I only weigh 100 kilograms.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. Tino says there is a button. Well, I don't see it. Well, there you go. A Wahoo scale. No, there's one button, and all it's the unit
button.
Just
the units, yeah. That just changes the unit.
Yeah.
And what does that cost, Leo, the scale?
God only knows. It's far too much. It's not having trouble.
$79.99 right now.
Okay, so that's the cheapest one out there.
It's originally $99.99, but they're having a sale.
Less than the Y things or the Fitbit Aria, which I think were well over $100. So that's a good deal.
No, that is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Programming or setup.
See, let's watch the ad.
Yes.
iPhone app using Bluetooth 4.0 wireless technology.
Oh, well, I'm not on an iPhone. Maybe that's it. This is an iPad Air, though. It should work, right?
Wirelessly to your iPhone.
Yeah, it said on the box that it worked with an iPad, too.
Create
an iPad also.
Profiles for the whole family.
That's one nice thing about these is they do sense that if the weight has changed too dramatically, this must be another person. And so they keep track of different users based on their weight. So that's nice. You don't have to tell them. Choose a user or add a new one. I guess it's working now. Let's see. I'm going to add Leo. And then you can say, do I want metric or English units? And then the weight range. If the weight falls in this range, we'll know it's you. Yeah. So let's say anywhere between 200 and 300 pounds is probably me. I think there's nobody. Well, maybe, okay, I'll lower it a little bit. Maybe I'll lose weight someday.
Think.
Yeah. There we go. All right. And the goal weight, we could put in our goal weight. I think 180 pounds is a good goal weight. All right. And my height, well, I'm a little short for my weight. It's 5
You know,
foot
if
ten.
You put in 8 feet, it'll help it look better.
And let's say up here, got a boom, done. And then sync with my Fitness Pal, which I can do, but I won't do that. So I'll save that. And I've added a new user. Okay, choose a user. And then it'll do a graph of all of your performance and stuff. Huh. Yeah, okay, so it actually must be working because it sees the weight. It sees all the times I've weighed myself. Back in September, I was only 170 pounds. And then I slowly gained weight.
Apparently, this has gone to a lot of different places to be reviewed.
I'm definitely the fattest one on here. All right. So, and there you go. All right, that's cool. You know, I have to say, I like the idea of keeping track, you know, because otherwise you go in and you weigh yourself and that's that. So, we have three bathrooms. So, you want to try it, Lisa? Come on. Come on over here. Let's see what you weigh on the Wahoo scale.
You can have me face this way. They can see my butt.
Yeah. Well,
it's about where I thought I would be.
So you think it's accurate?
Yeah. It's about right.
It's not extremely high?
No. It's about right.
No, it's extremely high.
No.
He's giving you a good out, Lisa. Do it.
No, it was for me.
You didn't check that. That's probably the only chick that'll allow you to wear
it. No, it did. Look at that. There's your weight.
It did.
Yeah. It saved that.
Yeah, 140. Oh, my God, look.
They guessed.
I love it.
They guessed.
Wow.
140.1. So, 141. So, there you go.
And that's after Thanksgiving weekend.
So, I only weigh twice as much as you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So this is nice. So it is working. I guess I expected it to, you know, jump up and... Oh, I know why. Bluetooth LE does not show up in the Bluetooth pairings. It's a different kind of Bluetooth. I remember this now because of the Fitbit tracker. It just... You use an app to do the pairing, and there is none of this, you know, like the old traditional Bluetooth pairing. It just sees it and goes, I see you. So I was looking for it in the Bluetooth settings.
Oh.
So this is totally working. And
So then take off another 40 pounds.
Oh, that's probably it.
Yeah, that mistake just adds weight.
I'm just going to wear this around.
Yeah, you don't need any scale.
Who needs a scale? I've got a sticker.
Wow, that new digital shirt is amazing.
It is wearable computation. Look at that.
Wow.
How long before... That's actually my temperature. How long before we do wear shirts that announce things like that, either publicly or privately? I think that they're working on these kinds of things. In fact, the rumor is Apple's working on these kinds of things. Shirts that would have your blood pressure, you know, your... I'm too soggy. It's falling right off. It says my actual weight is 1,250 pounds. Metric. So that's the Wahoo, and it works in fact, it
Wahoo
works with Bluetooth LE, which is kind of neat. Some of these other ones,
good.
they use Wi-Fi, so you have to have Wi-Fi. But this works with any Bluetooth LE phone, which currently is and boy, it's $79.99. That's a good price.
That is good.
Yeah.
Looks like that's temporary. So
it's
it'll
iOS.
Go back up to 100.
Go get it. Go get it now.
So is the Galaxy that Bluetooth? The 4?
Yeah, but the apps are all iOS as far as I can
tell.
Yeah. The Galaxy S4, I believe, does do LE. Bluetooth LE is just now coming out. Apple was the first to jump on it. And so that's why the last couple of iPhones have all supported that.
Oh, okay.
There's like a dot.
I know. It's, yes.
I see that too, and I've been trying to get it off my screen.
Everybody's been trying to block it somehow, but we can't figure out how we block it. Probably just shut the window.
Thank you very much.
I've been using correct type.
I don't think it's on the camera.
I've tried scratching it off my screen,
on my
but that doesn't work.
It's probably a reflection from the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Wow. It's that comet. It's what's left of the comet.
The Hale Bopp.
Let me see if I can get it.
Get it. Get it.
Oh, it's on you.
It disappeared.
No, it's there.
It's gone.
Oh, you did. It is the sun.
All you have to do is do the rest of the show right there.
Just stay right here.
Yeah. It's right there you go.
It's gone. It's back. So thank you for joining us on the...
Wait, there's more. What? Wait, there's more.
No, this is the J.J. Abrams version of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Little lens flare is always a good thing. Where's that coming from? Oh, the sun. You know what? Let's just close the curtains. That'll fix it.
What do you know? That worked.
And there it goes.
Of course it worked. I understand physics. Now I see it permanently in my eyes, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed my gadget, but now it's time to take a walk down the beautiful Great White Way, Broadway, illuminated for the holiday season. They've painted the green stripe down Fifth Avenue a beautiful Kris Kringle red. Because, my friends, Manhattan is the place to be for the holiday season. And there's nowhere nicer in Manhattan than the beautiful Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Holiday version.
They're geeky and they're cool together, they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dickie D, Gadget Destroyer.
Yes. And we have another great viewers video. And before we show, we have a little note. And it says, Leo mentioned the old TV set he had as a kid. I realized I should send this in for a viewer video. I found this TV at an antiques market and saw many possibilities. Overall, this project cost me a little over $100, but the cool factor is totally worth it. Ryan Price, and here is Ryan's viewers video.
Oh, hello. I was just watching one of my favorite television programs from the Prelinger Archive about writing better social letters. Actually, I was going to show you this cool thing that I invented. It's basically an old Admiral television, and we took all of the guts out.
Oh, this is cool. Mom,
Neil, it's a boy.
Are you sure, Doctor?
And then we added a Raspberry Pi to it.
Oh, my goodness.
And an old computer monitor. There's our friend here, the Raspberry Pi. And then I just stuck a wireless keyboard and mouse and a Wi-Fi little dongle and loaded up a special operating system that's called RaspBMC.
Which we've talked about before on the know-how.
You just can navigate through all the different little menus.
And then
here.
There's a little flat screen in there then, right?
See, yeah. I'm looking
it
right
looks
now
like it might be a projector. I wonder.
And
did he mention how the screen works?
Up here,
no.
It's a small LCD.
Escape
okay.
key again. Then you can see I get the regular Raspberry Pi menu.
Look at that.
And if I go to pictures, this is the original reason why I kind of put this little system
little
together.
Slideshow.
It was for a local restaurant
here
in Orlando, and we just wanted there to be a slideshow of all the food that they were serving.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's a great idea.
So we loaded up some photos, and we let this sit there and
this
run.
Oh, this is so
and
cool.
And we kind of mounted this TV on a shelf near the checkout area so you could kind of see what was on the menu as you were reading it. And so this would just cycle through while people were getting ready to order their food. And then, you know, you can do lots of fun stuff with this. You can load all kinds of different add-ons with the XBMC Media Center.
You can watch TV on it.
There's tons of different plugins. Obviously, you've got the slideshow like we were doing. But if you go out to the main menu here, you can also load up all kinds of different videos and stuff. So you can get YouTube, you can get the Internet Archive, you can get Vimeo, you can get.
It'd be fun to
all
watch old black and white movies.
TV programs, and you can also get.
I still want to know what screen he's using. You think it's just an LCD?
Well. So, if you're a fan of Twitch,
it's a Dell monitor he's
you
got
can
in there.
Load up the Twitch.
I think there's a little
here
monitor standing there.
Yeah. Our engineers recognized it.
You can watch a lot of their archive shows. You can watch their live stream, and it's just fun because it's on this old television. Sort of thing. And then when you're done, you just take the keyboard, put it on the counter, and nobody is any the wiser. So that's the thing that I invented, and I hope you like it.
I Thank love you. It.
That's great.
That's Ryan Price. Ryan is a Drupal person I saw. In fact, his BAT podcast is on a Drupal site, Ryan Price and Catherine Neal. And they're both makers, obviously. So that is really, really neat.
And so we're looking for more videos, just about any kind of thing that you do we're interested in. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. This was a great video that Ryan sent in. It was sort of Gadget Warehouse meets I invented this, my favorite gadget of all time. Just make a 2 to 3 minute video, post it on YouTube, and send Jason Howe, our esteemed producer, the link, gizwiz@twit.tv. And if we show you a video, you'll get fame and zero fortune, but you'll get a piece of crap in the mail. And I'll also send you an autographed copy of Mad and a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo. So there it is, gizwiz@twit.tv. Send us your video now.
That is awesome.
Now.
Thank you, Ryan.
And there it is. There it is.
There's the Dell monitor in the back there. And, you know, it's funny because Burke and John both said, oh, no, that's a Dell monitor. So it's a small, it must be a small 4x3 monitor, which means it's cheap. And you just press it against the front of the thing. It'd be nice to put a little pane of glass in there or something. And that stands for bringing arts and technology together.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that neat?
Yes.
So you can follow them on Google Plus. They're a Google Plus community as well, bringing art and technology together. And if you do, you'll see Ryan's video right there. Raspberry Pi and XBMC. And we did a know-how episode on getting XBMC working on a Raspberry Pi a few months ago with IS Akhtar. Very, very cool. Now, before we get to the letter of the week, I want to pass along word about Ting.com, because I know a lot of people are kind of tired of the cell phone runaround, and there are a lot of cell phone companies out there doing crazy things. I can't even imagine another business, for instance, where they charge you money if you want to quit doing business with them. Imagine going to the dry cleaners and said, we gave you a bag. If you want to go to the dry cleaners across the street, you owe us $58. What? But that's how cell phone companies work until today. I love Ting. Ting, created by the folks at Two Cows, decided they wanted to reinvent the phone business. And in fact, now they've got a really great track record. 98% of people will save money by moving to Ting. The average monthly bill per device for Ting customers is just $21. That means an average savings per device for a business with 11 to 20 employees, $440. They'll even give you 25% of your early termination fee back, up to $75, at Ting. They've got all the latest, greatest phones. Now, I got to warn you a little bit ahead of time. You're going to pay, you know, for the phone because you're not getting subsidized. But they also have used phones, and you can bring your own Sprint phone in many cases to Ting. So there are lots of ways to get started. The beauty of this is it's a flat $6 per month per phone, as many phones as you want on a single shared plan. So it's great for families or small businesses. And they never charge you extra for things like hotspotting or tethering. You just pay for what you use in minutes, text messages, and bandwidth. Not a penny more, not a penny less. There's no penalty, no overage charge, no add-on charges, no mysterious line items. You can save $25 on your first Ting device right now at gizwiz.ting.com. Of course, as always with Two Cows, they've got great no-hold customer support. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time, a real person empowered to help you and get your problem solved will pick up the phone and keep you on the line until it's done. No putting you on hold. Excellent customer support, too, at help.ting.com. Now, the way it works, when you get, you'll buy your mobile device. So go there first and pick your mobile device. You'll get it in 2 to 5 business days. You can bring over your favorite Sprint phone, like the iPhone 4 and 4S are supported. If you've got a 4S on Sprint or any other phone on Sprint, check out the full list of eligible phones by going to Ting.com and clicking on the BYOD link at the top of the page. Gizwiz.ting.com, and you'll see right at the top of the page, BYOD. You can find out which devices work. Ting will even help you turn your old device into cash to help with a move to Ting. And, of course, as I said, pay some of your early termination fee if you have some. After you activate your device with Ting, you have the option to select a new phone number or bring your existing number over. I like that. Ting will break out your rates by minutes, text messages, and megabytes and bill you at the end of the month just for what you've used. I think this is just sensible. It's just right. I encourage you to try it. Gizwiz.ting.com. Dot com. Save $25 on your first device. Great people. A great company. Solving a big problem. All right, time for the letters theme.
Become the letters. Your lovely letters. Become the Gizmo's letters now.
Woo! And our letter comes from Bill Murphy. I thought you guys might find this interesting. If you and Leo could review it, even better. But no worries if you can't find it or work it into the show. I still found it interesting. And Jason, do you have the link to Bill Murphy's? All right, so this is the Air to Stay Dry umbrella.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I know. The theory is that you just hold a handle and it sends air out, which makes an invisible canopy to keep you dry. Now, I could not find anywhere that this is available. My guess is that this is
it's probably a prototype concept.
Yes, if even.
Well, here's video.
Oh, is that video?
Yeah, whoa. This won a design award. They entered it into the annual James Dyson Design Awards.
Oh, wow.
Now, this video is not real, is it? Let's see if they can show somebody real. Actually. These are all the things that go wrong.
Yes,
it with is an umbrella.
This you?
But how about this?
You go out into the rain with your horrible umbrella.
Now, with a new air stick, it makes a special blowing noise. Scares away raindrops.
When it's not raining.
Wow. Do you think that... I think there's problems.
You know what? You know what? You're open to hitting with a drone because you have no protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, but you know what? If Dyson was into it, they might... I don't see it happening.
They gave him an award, and I could see Dyson doing this, right?
Yeah, but you know, it has to run on battery power, and you'd have to adjust the velocity depending on how heavy the rain is.
And what we don't know is how hard to control this would be.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
It might be. I don't know. I want it.
Yeah, I know.
This is from designer Jae Sung Park. Did win a Dyson Award. It does use a Dyson blower in it.
Leo, a big one that would cover your entire house.
Oh, it would never rain.
It would never rain. Well, no, you want it to rain because you have a garden, I assume.
I wonder how much blowing it would have to do to keep the rain from hitting you. I mean, could you, like, just go...
Wait, I'll ask Myra.
And puff away the rain?
Get a seltzer bottle. Someone throw water on Leo, and we'll see.
Let me try it. So if I... No, I better not. Because last time I did that, I got wet. Who'd have thunk it? Yeah, see, it feels as if somebody should do some tests.
Yeah, I would.
You might need a jet engine. I'm just saying. I know there's a certain amount of wind that would work to blow the air, make a shield to blow the rain away. But that amount of blowing might be a significantly large amount.
Yeah, and then you'd have to carry an extension cord and be plugged in.
And you
then
don't want to
get electrocuted.
The guy standing next to a guy with an air umbrella because you're going to get twice as much water on you.
I'm not buying one.
Why don't you take the mulching blower?
Oh, there you go.
And just see.
250 miles an hour.
That's
got to be enough.
So next time it rains,
I'll be out in the yard.
I'll do it.
Getting electrocuted.
When you do this kind of thing, you should start slow. Start with snow.
Oh, okay.
Flurries.
Okay, good.
Start with flurries. See how it works.
I'm going to start at about 100 miles an hour. and a seltzer bottle. And then see where we go from there.
I think this is potentially a workable idea. We just have to see.
Yeah. Okay.
Just have to see.
Okay. So, Bill Murphy, thank you for getting us thinking about the insanity of this umbrella.
Think out of the box.
Yep. Thinking out of the umbrella box.
That's all I'm saying. Dickie D is in Manhattan at beautiful Disneyland.
Yes.
But yeah. He joins us via the miracle of electronics every Tuesday afternoon, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 2200 UTC on twit.tv. Myra Joyce shows up shortly after to get some snacks.
Yep, she's there.
There she is.
She's eating. Yep.
She's eating. She's happy.
She's happy. Empty plate. She's happy. Empty plate, empty glass. She's ready to go.
It's like a little soup kitchen going on there in the kissing land. Yes.
Well, I fed Jeff last week.
There's a line of one outside every Tuesday. you can also go to gizwiz.biz to play the What the Heck Is It contest, a chance to win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. Identify this little red doohickey. Gizwiz.biz. Click the What the Heck Is It link. The little red doohickey. What could that be? You'll be playing for the February edition of Mad Magazine, the 20 dumbest things of 2013, including that. Miley Cyrus with a foam finger. Strangest thing ever. Don't forget, for the holidays, to pick up your copy of Inside Mad, available on Amazon for a pittance. And it's a perfect stocking stuffer. Just fold it in half.
No, that's not the folding, Leo. No, it doesn't work that way.
Jam it in that stocking. Thank you, Dickie D. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you on Saturday for the Giz Fizz right after the radio show at 2 p.m. Pacific.
I'll be here.